Hello again. Hello, hello, hello. Lovely to speak to you all again, or speak at you. Hope everyone's doing well. This week I'm going to discuss closed loop systems, so I'm just going to jump straight into it. The reason I decided to talk about this topic is because today I was having a look for some, or yesterday, it was yesterday, the days are just blurring together. Yesterday I was having a look for some washing liquid, that's what it's called, washing liquid. And normally we get non-bio fairy just because it's for sensitive skin and babies and stuff. So I was having a look online to see where I can find the cheapest, because this stuff is not cheap. As you know, guys, it's crazy. It's like liquid gold. It's crazy expensive out here. So I was looking into any eco, I think I typed in something like eco-friendly, because I know how terrible all the chemicals are and everything that comes out of your washing machine, and the amount of washing we do is insane. So if I swap out, I'm probably saving like 1,000 bees or whatever. I wish you could quantify it like that, because that would be wicked to be able to say I've saved 1,000 bees today. So I typed in eco-friendly laundry liquid, and it came up with a brand called Minimal. Now, I'd never heard of these people before. I've heard of other, like eCover, Smoll. I know that they do the laundry tablets through your door, and it's like a subscription service. But I'd never heard of this Minimal place. And what they do is they'll send you it's a massive pack that I've got, a massive bottle of it. It's 5 litres of laundry detergent, non-bio. And it was like, I think full price is £20. I got it on sale on Amazon for 15, which is wonderful value, because it's 175 washes compared to Fairy, which is £10 for 75 washes, which is just daylight robbery. So I bought this 5 litre tub, and what they do is once you're done with it, you scan a QR code on the back of it, and you can return, you can arrange a collection for free and return the packaging. They then sanitize the bottle and they'll refill it and use it again. And I just thought that was absolutely brilliant, because you get, you know, so many of these fairy liquids and everything are recyclable, you can fully recyclable, blah blah blah, but really you never actually know where your recycling goes. You put it in the bin in the hope, you kind of cross your fingers, you're like, please take it somewhere good, but you never really know. You don't know if that recycling truck goes to the River Thames and dumps it all in there, which, after hearing some of the stuff that they dump in the Thames, I wouldn't be surprised. So yeah, I was looking for fairy and thinking about how much we use, and I searched for it, found it for cheap, and I decided to give that a go. So I bought that yesterday, it arrived today, the wonders of modern day shopping, love it. And I will keep you updated on how it goes. I said to my husband, I was like, I want to trial a few things, because I know that some of these brands you do compromise on quality or whatever, but more and more brands are coming up that have really good high quality stuff that is eco-friendly, reusable. And so I kind of wanted to touch on some of these brands today that are closing this loop. Now, what is closed loop? So closed loop literally means cyclical. It is talking about a circular economy. But this closed loop production system, it means that all of the materials used in production can be reused. And closing the loop means that any post-consumer waste is recollected and reused to start the process all over again. And in this method, the natural resources are conserved, which is just wonderful for the environment. And it's wonderful for us as well, because I feel like it's a lot more satisfying when you trust the brand. If it's a smaller brand, it's easier to trust them. And when you trust the brand that you're dealing with to dispose or reuse as they say they're doing, then it gives you like a nice warm feeling inside. You know, it's a really, really great thing to look into and to invest in. Now, when I say you can't really trust the bigger brands, what I mean by that is big brands, as I touched on a few weeks ago in the greenwashing episode, big brands just have a tendency to kind of jump on trends. And I think they thought that this sustainability malarkey was like a trend, it was a buzzword, it was something that they needed to be seen to be doing something about without anything actually going on behind the scenes. And that obviously has turned out that it's not the case. a while ago, all of these clothing brands started putting boxes in their shops and saying, bring in a bag of clothes. I think M&S were one of the first to do it, actually. You could bring in a bag of clothes and you'd get a £5 voucher to buy more clothes from them, which worked for the brands, I guess, because any opportunity they have to give you a voucher is a win, because it makes the customer feel like they're getting something for free, when actually what they're getting is an obligation to buy something from that shop. I don't know how many times I've had a voucher and I feel like if it's like, oh, it expires in a month, you race to go and buy something. So it was just a really, really big thing that kind of came about and a lot of brands started doing. Primark did them, Zara did them, H&M did them. And I actually found an article on the Business of Fashion. There was a brand, God, I forgot what the brand was. Hang on a second. There was an environmental campaign group called the Changing Markets Foundation that did a like expose investigation on where these items of clothing go. So they put Bluetooth trackers on some of the clothing that they donated, and they tracked these items around the world. And lo and behold, I think 5 items got resold. The majority of items ended up in either still in the warehouse, in landfill somewhere, or in a developing country's economy that has already been completely and utterly eroded by the fast fashion being sent there, the leftovers and unwanted clothes. So what the campaign manager of this organisation that did the expose said was, brands are painting these schemes so brazenly as part of the solution. And that's contributing to the illusion that once you're done with your clothes, there's something quite useful to do with them at end of life. And that, in most cases, is just not happening. So it's really dangerous to hold on to push this notion that your clothes have any use once we're done with them. Because in reality, they don't. Most of them are plastics. Most of them, maybe you can use it as a washcloth or a rag or something to clean things with. But in reality, once your pair of jeans splits down the middle and you've sewn them up over and over again and there's nothing more you can do with them, apart from cutting them up into little scraps of paper to sew into something else, there is no real use for your leftover clothes, your unwanted, your damaged, your worn out clothes. And that's why we just need to reduce the amount that we use. Fun fact, my jeans have split. I've sewn them up. They bloody split again. I think my jeans are trying to tell me something, but I'll leave that for you to decide. So after the results of this investigation came out, H&M actually were, I think, the only brand to acknowledge that their standards, the standards that they had set for their sustainability model, wasn't being met. And they actually, in response to this investigation, changed the partners that they worked with to do the clothes recycling. So it's good to see that some big brands, because H&M, I think, got such a bad rep for their conscious brand and greenwashing, and they were one of the major players to be like, yep, you're greenwashing, you're just kind of chatting a bunch of rubbish. Because they caught loads of bad rep for that, I think that it's kind of, they're constantly clawing it back and they're trying to actually be the brand that they said that they were in order to re-win their customers. So that's quite a nice thing to hear. So I've had a look into some of the up-and-coming brands that I like that are doing these things. One of the big ones that's coming up for me a lot, and I think it's because I search them and now my algorithm is just sending me adverts and adverts and adverts, is the deodorant brand Fussy. I don't know if any of you watch Dragon's Den, but I saw their pitch and it was really good. Deborah Meaden loved them. I think they got an investment from Deborah Meaden in the end. They are a deodorant brand that sells, you buy the deodorant container and you can buy the refill as well. And the refills come in packs. And this deodorant is like paraben free. It's like really good for you. It's not got any nasties in it, but it still works. Now I've looked into it and they say that it's not, what do they say? It's not an antiperspirant. It just fights the bacteria in that is created. So when you sweat, the moisture picks up bacteria from your skin and that's what starts to smell. So it fights that bacteria. So it doesn't stop you sweating, because I think the stuff that stops you sweating is quite harmful to you and harmful for the environment. It just stops your sweat smelling. They kind of say in a lot of their Instagram comments, it's not for some people, but you know, it's a really great start. So I really want to try them. They are kind of pricey at the moment for me. I'm just waiting for me to kind of take a step up in my income, take a step up in my career, till I can start making these decisions and buying these items. I also have loads of deodorants. I don't know, I bought quite a few from cheaper shops and I've just got them there because I've bought a Sure one and I prefer to use the Sure one or the Dove one or whatever. So I'm trying to get through what I have and not buy any more at the moment as well. But I am really keen to try Fussy. Also on Fussy's website, it's go have a look, it says all about them. But it says on their website, every deodorant you've ever used is still in existence. And I think that's so, so powerful because that literally, like, for me, I've been using deodorant over 15 years. And that's crazy to think that every single deodorant I've used is still in existence. The only thing I will say about that quote, Fussy, if you're listening, you can't really see it on the website. You need to move this dolphin thing. It's cute, but move it to the side. So I think that's really powerful. So the next one is one that I was previously discussing, which is called Minimal. Now they do a bunch of other stuff on their website. It says buy once, refill forever, which is a great idea. They send refills, I think, in spout pouches, and you send the spout pouches back and they'll wash them out, reuse them. The same with this 5-litre container. They'll take it back, the jerry can they'll take back, and they'll wash and they'll reuse. And I'm really interested to have a look at some of their other stuff as well, because it looks like they have a whole range of stuff. And if this laundry detergent is as good as I'm hoping it is, I'm happy to invest in this brand. Like, I will buy all of their stuff. It's made in the UK, it's cruelty-free, it's vegan ingredients, it's just all really, really great stuff. And, you know, I will do some more research into them before I start buying all of their stuff, but it looks fantastic. I would suggest to go and have a look at them. So another one I came across was one that was actually based in Australia, but I'm not sure that they're up and running anymore. But it's a really, really cool idea. And I was thinking, why don't we do this in small cafes in the UK? Like, I'm all for it. I literally love the idea. It's called Cup Exchange. And if you search them on Instagram, you can find them. But I don't think they've done any posts recently. And on Google, it says they're temporarily closed. I don't think it's a company. I think it's just more of a movement and an idea. The idea is that you take in your old mugs or your old cups to coffee shops. And you can opt to use one of those instead of a disposable cup. You can just use a mug. And then you bring it back or you bring one in next time or whatever. It's just such a good idea. Like, I literally love it. Obviously, coffee shops have their own mugs, but if you're, like, popping down to the office and you want to take your coffee with you, just pick up one of these mugs. And I just love it. I just love that idea that this... I like the idea of people getting on the train with a mug. Like, I just love it. So, yeah, that was another one. Have a look into that. Maybe speak to your local cafe, see if it's something they can start. It's a really, really cool idea. I don't know why we haven't embraced it over here. Actually, another thing that I really like the idea of is going into like a shop like M&S, and they have the same product, so it's the same label on all of these products, it's the same item, but it's all in different bottles because M&S start reusing all these bottles and everything. I really think that's what the future looks like, and I think that shops need to get over this whole uniformity and idea of perfectionism, because I really like the idea of going and buying things in different bottles, and I don't know, I can see it in a picture and it just looks really cool. So another brand is called The Refillery. There's a few of these dotted about. I lived near one called Refillogic. I don't know if I said that. I don't know how to say it. It was on Ewell Road in Surbiton, and I'm not sure if it was just that one or if they had more or whatever. They have big vats of, you know, you can go buy cereal, you can buy nuts, you can buy shampoo, you can buy, I'm sure, laundry detergent as well. And you take in your own container. So you can take any container that you have at home, you weigh your container, and then you fill your container, and then you weigh it again and you pay for it. And it's just, again, such a cool idea. And I think that The Refillery, I don't know if they're working with bigger brands to kind of put these refill stations in other shops or anything like that, but it's a very, very cool idea. I'm not sure it will be adopted as widely, but if you're living close to one or whatever, it's, yeah, really, really cool idea. So, of course, there are some bigger brands that have jumped onto this, seen that the smaller brands are doing it, seen that consumers are calling out for it, and they've started to look into ways that they can close the loop. Unilever did this whole project where they kind of looked into return, refill, reuse models. And they, with the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, came up with four different models that would prove successful or have strong potential. So the refill at home, which is the packaging is refilled by the user. So you have a big vat of something that you use and you buy a spout pouch from them or something and you refill that item. Now, I find that a little bit, unless you're specifically buying from a company that will take the spout pouch back, wash it and refill it, because a lot of these spout pouches aren't recyclable. So unless you're doing something like that, it seems a little bit counterintuitive to buy more packaging to put into your pack, decanting it into another packaging item. It's like when you see those people on TikTok that have the nice glass jars and the glass bottles of orange juice, but then they go to a shop and buy a carton of Tropicana and empty it into the glass bottle and then throw away the Tropicana. It just doesn't make sense to me. It seems a little bit backwards. Then there's refill on the go. So these are the refilling stations, like I was talking about with the refillery, where customers will bring in their own cartons or containers, refill them at a refilling station and pay for them and leave. Then you've got the return from home, which is what I was saying about minimal. You scan it, you arrange a delivery, and they will come and pick it up for you and take it and clean it and reuse it. And then there's the return on the go, which is, I suppose, similar to the clothes return boxes that H&M and Zara and all of that were doing, which again is similar to recycling at home. You just don't know where that goes. So Unilever has been trying to kind of get into this game for a while now, I think for the last 3 or 4, 5 maybe years. They've done a lot of research, so they found that concentrated products that you empty into a big container and mix with water or something so that you're reusing the larger container is really successful. Again, I feel like that's kind of counterintuitive because you're just decanting. But they've also got a lot of refill stations. They had, in 2021, there's loads of articles that are like, Unilever are going to launch this wonderful thing in the UK and it's going to be fantastic. And then it, every single article I found was like, 2021, 2022, and I didn't find anything else. I thought, what the hell is happening? So I came across this article from Reuters, and the headline is, "Consumers keen, but big brands failing to buy into refillable packaging." So what I got from this article was that Unilever is trying to push this refill model into bigger stores like Tesco, or like, I'm just naming stores here, it doesn't name these in the article, but like Tesco, Asda, Waitrose, these kind of shops. But the shops don't want to do it. Now, it says that research shows 69% of respondents are likely to try products in returnable packaging. But of course, if big brands don't buy into it, it's not going to reach the potential that it could reach. Now, I don't know how many people know about this, but Boots also do a recycling initiative where you can take any item, any toiletry item, any beauty item that is finished, you can take it back to them, and I think you need to sign up or get an app or something, and you can take photos of them and they give you 500 points when you spend £10 in store voucher. If you shop at Boots, it's a really good idea because you actually can save up your points really fast. I've seen people who have bought like the Dyson hair curler thing with these points that they've got from using this recycling scheme. So it's actually a really, really good thing to make use of if you already shop at Boots. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please do rate and review. That's what they do with the podcasts, I found out. Please do rate and review me. Subscribe if they still do that. I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah, I'm subscribed to podcasts. I'm sure they do it. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you want to hear about anything else. I actually really enjoyed talking about the smaller brands that are doing these things, because it makes me, again, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, and I'm just really happy, and I can't wait to try more of these brands so I can let you know. I have not been paid by any of these brands to say anything. Wish I had been, but I haven't. yeah, if you've tried any of them, give me a shout, let me know. I have an Instagram, it's at Hectic and Holistic, all one word, not all one word, but all written as one word, with an A-N-D rather than an ampersand. So please follow me there, have a look, have a see, say hi, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.